Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked about Abraham last few programs, and I want to ask you now, my precious audience, if a Muslim person you met told you, we also believe in Abraham, what are you going to say to him? Do you remember? You remember what we talked about in previous programs? I want to make sure that you remember. When you meet a Muslim person and he asks you about Abraham, or he tells you, we believe in Abraham too. Abraham is in the Quran. You can tell him, I'm not going to share with you everything I shared before, but I have to tell you this, and I trust that this time you will remember, share with him. Have you ever wondered, my Muslim friend, why God asked the father Abraham to give him his son? Instead of asking him to fast or pray or give him anything else. Okay? So Muslims are thinking now. And you continue. I am sure that you will agree with me, my Muslim friend, that because Abraham was willing to give up his own son to God, he proved that he was willing to give God anything and everything he had. Of course, because his son is the most precious thing to his heart, the Muslim person most likely will agree. And you continue sharing, that is exactly what God wants you to discover about him. We read about God in the Bible. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. So you tell your Muslim friend, God proved that he wants to give you a good life here on earth, and God will give you heaven because he gave you his son. How do you know that God gave you his son? How do you know that God sent Jesus to die to pay the penalty for your sin? The moment you put your faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for your sin, and you repent of your sins and tell God, I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to disobey you. Jesus, come enter my life. At that moment, you will become a child of God, and you will know for sure that the story is true and God gave you his son. You can continue sharing with your Muslim friend that when God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham no doubt suffered deeply. As a father, he was ripped at the depth of his being as he took his living son who came from him to sacrifice him with his own hand. My Muslim friend, I am sure you will agree with me that when Abraham obeyed God and was ready to sacrifice his son to God, he proved beyond any doubt that he had perfect sacrificial love toward God. And God wants you to discover that he proved his perfect, awesome, sacrificial love toward you in the same way we read in the Bible in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Please allow me to ask you an important question. Has God in Islam, my Muslim friend, ever matched Abraham's supreme example of love? Has the Quran revealed the perfect sacrificial love of God toward you and me? I am just asking. Why I'm asking that question? Because the significant question here is, can a man's love for God, such as Abraham's, surpass God's love for man? The logical answer is God never asked any man, including Abraham, to do more for him than he was willing to do for man. Abraham must have reasoned. That's what happened. What God commanded me to do, Abraham was talking to himself, was no more than what God was willing to do for me. Because it doesn't make sense that God will ask me to do more for him, to express my love for him in a greater way than he will express his love and do for me. My Muslim friend, God bestowed on us the greatest form of love by giving his own son, who was not created and whose presence he enjoyed from all eternity. God sacrificed what was most precious to his heart. The Bible shows us that God's love for Abraham and for us far surpass Abraham's love for God and anyone's love for God. This is a very important point to communicate to your Muslim friend. And you tell him all God is asking you is to receive his love by putting your faith in Jesus Christ and by acknowledging your sin and believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sin, and by repenting, deciding not to live far from God anymore. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims using Abraham. Because Muslims are emotional people and they love stories, you can share one of the stories. I have read some true stories of World War II battles that illustrate different types of leaders. One of the military commanders leading a British unit ordered his troops to advance into the battlefield. While his soldiers were being wounded and killed, his cold heart kept him far from the action. And actually, a soldier brought him the news of the battles, a few hundred wounded, a few hundred killed, and he raised his eyebrow with cold spirit, and he said, "Is that is all? I thought it would be more. Somebody bring me another cup of coffee." Another military leader, whose name was James, leading a different British unit, saw that his soldiers were surrounded by the enemy. He ordered them to engage in warfare, and he joined them on the front line. He was able to lead them to victory against all odds, and he saved the lives of most of his soldiers. However, he himself was cut down, killed. This leader laid down his life for his men. To be continued in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, GladNewsMinistry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
During your friendly conversation with your Muslim friend or acquaintance, of course, you want to talk about the topic of who is this God that rules over the universe? Is he the God that gives me orders and demands that I will obey him and give him my life and do all these duties? Or is he the God that's saying to me and to you, what I ask you to do is only what I am willing to do for you? And I am always reminded of different kinds of military leaders. I remember reading some stories about World War I and II, and some of the leaders ordered their soldiers to go to battle, to give their lives, and many of their soldiers were wounded and killed, but they did not have the proper feelings and thoughts toward the battle. They ordered their troops to advance into the battlefield, and they had cold heart and aloof attitude. They didn't really care that much. They were not really involved with their whole being. Other military leaders ordered their soldiers to engage the enemy in warfare, and they joined them even on the front lines. And they were killed, but they saved the lives of most of their soldiers against all odds. They laid down their lives for their men and their country. Now, those leaders shows us a glimpse of how God has led his people to victory against Satan, even giving of himself for their sake. God's love example is perfect. And I know that all of us admire the second kind of military leaders. And we watched movies and we saw that the hero of the movie is a military leader who joined his soldiers in the battle. Jesus said, my Muslim friend, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Wow. When you look at the cross, my Muslim friend, at Jesus, who hung upon it, you see the depth, intensity of God's infinite and eternal love for you. My Muslim friend, no higher expression of love could have been given to you and to me and to mankind than Christ's sacrificial death for all people, including his enemies, those who rejected him, mocked him, were torturing him, persecuting him, killing him. He died for all people, including those people, and he asked God, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He gave his life. Life is the most valuable object we possess. My Muslim friend, we as true believers and followers of Christ, indwelled by God's Spirit and Christ's Spirit, we have a constant, deep desire to be genuine friends to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We admire Christ's character, nature, and we stand in awe for what he did for us when we were sinners, enemies. My Muslim friend, our hearts are attracted to Jesus. We stand in awe when we realize that even though he is God, came to us in human flesh, he came to serve us and sacrifice his life for us. We are grateful for his awesome love and sacrifice for us. We worship Jesus because we love him. We obey him because we love him. We want to serve him because we love him. Jesus called us friends, you know, in the same chapter, chapter 15. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Friends, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For everything that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You know, I remember one time in the Old Testament, God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do?" Because remember, Abraham is called God's friend in the Bible and even in the Quran. My Muslim friend, we obey Jesus. We obey God because we love God. Love is the best motive to obedience. And obedience is the best proof of love. God in the Bible does not force us to serve him. And we don't serve him out of habit, but out of love. I am reminded of a verse in the Bible, my Muslim friend, in 1 John chapter 4. It said, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins, and to set us free from the power and captivity of sins." My Muslim friend, this is not just nice words I'm sharing with you. We know for a fact throughout history, Jesus' disciples lived their lives and sacrificed their lives, literally martyred for their love for him. And a huge number gave their whole lives serving the people of God. And that's still happening right now. You find missionaries, Christian missionaries, all over the world. My Muslim friend, we do that. We serve God because we love him. We live for Jesus and for God because we love God. And I remember even in my own life, whenever I feel that I am focusing so much on myself, my own desires, my own goals, my own interests, my own benefit, I feel in my heart that I need to repent because this is not the life I want to live. This is not the life that God's Spirit within me motivates me to live. I repent and I tell God, "God, change my heart. God, change my mind. God, make me fall in love with you more and more." Today, even as I was driving to the studio here, I was listening to Christian song that, "God, I love you, but make me love you more in action." Why? Because I am in love with God. I am in love with Jesus. And even Jesus commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. My Muslim friend, this is Christianity. This is the heart of the gospel, is love. Love to God and love to one another and love to our enemies. That's why I love you. Because of Jesus' example. And because Jesus' life and Jesus' nature, and because Jesus lives within me. My dear Heavenly Father, God, we pray that you will motivate us, guide us, cause us, God, to consider you the most important and only valuable possession in our lives. God, cause us to live for you 24/7, God. God, help us. Help us, God, to express about our love to you and your children in action. God, help us. God help us to love Muslims and love our enemies and love all people that we meet. God enable us to manifest your love. God fill us with your spirit and give us a chance throughout our lives to manifest your love to the people that need your love, God. In Jesus' name we pray. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.